Your new life begins with a simple command.
SM, wake them up.
I say, my voice calm and controlled. Immediately, your eyes snap open, and you let out a slight gasp as you bolt upright. Your eyes dart around the room, and I see a mixture of confusion and panic seeping into them. That's good. It means the contractors did a good job in extracting you from your home without you realizing. Your chest rises and falls as your breathing becomes increasingly rapid. That panic rising and threatening to overwhelm you. It's perfectly understandable. You've just woken up in a strange room, in a bed not your own, with no recollection of how you got here or how much time has passed since your last memory. There are so many unknown variables your mind doesn't even know where to begin. I fake a gentle cough to give you something to focus on. And, as expected, your eyes snap towards me. The confusion and panic you're feeling is finally given somewhere to aim at. And I hear you bark out a hoarse series of questions as you eye me with suspicion.
Who are you? Where am I? What do you want with me?
I respond with a wolfish grin.
Oh, darling, who I am isn't important.
My voice is teasing and confident, and I'm sure it's only furthering your frustration at your situation.
As for where you are, this is a client room in one of my whorehouses.
My simple matter-of-fact admission shocks you, though I can see you try to hide your surprise. Before you have a chance to respond with another question, I deliver my follow-up, which I am sure will infuriate you.
As for why you're here, well, this is your new home, slut.
As expected, that prompts you into action. You leap off the bed and stride across the room towards me, a murderous glare in your eye. If you had your way, you'd grab my neck and slam me against the wall, demanding a straight answer. But you're not the one in control here. In reality, you make it halfway across the room before you freeze, your body locking up mid-stride. Your expression shifts from anger to confusion, and I see you straining so hard to take another step. But no matter what, you remain still. You yell at me, confused.
What the fuck, lady? What the hell did you do to...
SM, mute and freeze the product,
I order. And your mouth snaps shut in an instant. As much as I love seeing new sluts like you panic and struggle, I do tire of the same rote protests you spill before I have the chance to truly show you how fucked you are. Besides, the enjoyment I might get from seeing you panic pales in comparison to the pleasure that comes from seeing your rage and bluster turn to terror and begging.
I bet you have a lot of questions that you want to ask,
I say mockingly, as I begin to pace around your frozen form.
I'll do my best to answer them. Not because you deserve answers. You don't deserve anything. But I will answer them for one simple reason. I enjoy seeing the moment my new sluts break. And I find the easiest way to make that happen is to explain how utterly fucked you are. Now, your first question was, who am I? The specifics of who I am is not important. All you need to know is that I own your life now. The moment my men took you from your home, your old life ended, and your service to me began. Of course, that answer only raises another one of your questions. What do you want with me? Thankfully, the answer to that is simple.
I pause, savouring the moment, seeing you desperate for an answer.
I want you to be a good little whore for me.
The look of disgust I see in your eyes is exactly what I had hoped to see. And so I continue, putting further pressure on you. It's not a matter of if you will break at this point, but when. And even if you remain defiant, well, there's a certain pleasure in seeing that as well.
You see, I am the boss of one of the most prestigious whorehouses in all the land. The whorehouse in which you currently find yourself. Now, there are many reasons that our establishment has the reputation that it does, but only three of them are relevant for you. Firstly, our establishment is known for being discreet. Some of our clients have particular tastes, which, were they made public, would be, at best, scandalous. And considering the prominence of the clients themselves, our ability to keep their actions secret is very much appreciated. What that means for you, of course, is that nobody is coming to save you. To be honest, nobody even knows you went missing.
I see doubt in your eyes. Surely someone would notice I'm gone, you think?
Oh, don't be stupid. You think our business here would still exist if there was even the faintest chance any of our whores would ever be found again after disappearing? Which brings us to the second thing our establishment is known for. Due to the extreme desires and proclivities of some of our clients, it would be pretty much impossible to find willing whores who choose to submit to their depraved whims. Thankfully, with sluts like you, we don't need to. Oh, if anything, I think our clients prefer knowing that the fuck meat they're playing with is a helpless bitch trapped here against its will. Of course, that brings us to the final relevant point, and the one which answers what I assume to be your most pressing question. What the fuck did you do to me?
Oh, your eyes are fully consumed by the terror welling up inside you now. You don't know what my answer will be. But you know it won't be anything good.
In order to, shall we say, guarantee compliance in sluts like you, our brothel takes some extreme measures. You see, you may not realize it, but you've been in our clutches for a month now.
You stare at me in disbelief, unable to comprehend the reality of your situation. I could offer some clarification to help. But instead, I decide to twist the knife first. I pull out my phone and show you the news article I have waiting for just this moment.
See this?
I say, gesturing to the headline that proclaims the search for you has ended.
The old you is officially dead. But that just gives us the chance to let the little slut inside you really blossom. We haven't just been keeping you sedated while you've been with us, you see? Oh, no. See? The first thing we did when we kidnapped you was to install some nice, handy technology to help guide your transition into your new life. That technology, courtesy of an extremely talented friend, is the SM implant that you've heard me speaking to. Now, I'm not 100% sure what SM actually stands for, but around here we've taken to referring to it as Slut Maker. It really doesn't matter. What matters is what it does. You see, SM is a little artificial intelligence that we can code to do whatever we want. It's not the most sophisticated thing in the world, but it can be given a variety of different personalities. Submissive sissy slut, eager masochistic bitch, bratty little bottom. Whatever our client desires, SM can serve up on a silver platter. The problem, of course, is that an artificial intelligence is useless without a body. That's your purpose. The truth is, I don't need you at all. I don't give a single fuck about who you were or what you want in life. I just need your body. The SM implant we installed is just a couple of little components. One that rests right on your brain, and another that rests on your spine. And what it does is it allows the SM personality a body to use as it pleases. The procedure is 100% effective. And 100% permanent. From the moment it was installed, you became nothing more than a prisoner in your own body.
As I explain the situation to you, I see panic building up inside you. Your terror is such that I even see a slight tremor in your fingertips as you engage in a futile attempt to fight the control of the SM implant. But if I am worried by that attempt, I don't let it show. And I continue with my taunting.
Of course, some people like to know there's a terrified slut trapped in the mind of the willing whore they're fucking. For some, that's a selling point of our service. So you may not be trapped in your mind forever. Some of them may give you a modicum of control back.
so you can look them in the eyes and beg them to stop as they have their way with you over and over until you are nothing but a babbling mess of meat. But don't let that illusion of freedom give you any false hope. The SM implant has some hard boundaries coded in, as you saw when you tried to attack me earlier. You are physically unable to hurt another living being. You are physically unable to leave the premises of this establishment. And finally, although I admit this one is completely unnecessary, you are physically unable to come. Tears begin to form in your eyes. I step forward and with a simple motion of my finger, gather them up and place them on my tongue. A wicked grin forming as I savour the taste. Oh, of course. I'm not a complete monster. I'm more than willing to let you go. All you have to do is one simple thing. I see it in your eyes instantly. Even as you fight to hide it, a glimmer of hope. She can't be serious, can she? This has to be a trick. You're correct, of course. Not that it makes much of a difference. All you have to do, I repeat, savouring this moment. The moment when I know you will break completely. Is ask me to set you free. I'll give you a minute. And if you ask me, I'll let you go. I'll deactivate the SM implant, although it can't be removed, of course, and return you to the real world. All you have to do is ask. You stare at me, silent. Your eyes beg me, plead with me, attempting to convey everything you could say if only your mouth worked like it should. But you remain silent as the grave, frozen in that single spot. Seconds pass in agonizing slowness, as you struggle with every essence of your being. But of course, you can't say a word. And before you know it, the minute has vanished. Poof! And with it, your final chance of freedom.
Nothing. Nothing.
I taunt you.
Oh, I guess you really don't want to be free.
I shrug playfully, relishing the moment.
Well, I guess I might as well show you how things will be from now on. SM, activate submissive slut mode,
I order. Immediately, you drop to your knees and bow your head.
Who are you?
I ask, a simple question to test the technology.
This slut is nobody.
Your voice, the voice that was yelling at me mere moments ago, responds.
This slut is whoever you want them to be. This slut is nothing but a set of holes for you to play with and use as you wish.
Hearing your voice be co-opted in such a degrading and humiliating way is what finally breaks you. Tears start streaming unbidden from your eyes. Not the little drops from earlier, but constant rivulets raining down your cheeks and onto the cold wooden floor. It turns out that the SM can control almost everything about you. But it can't control your eyes. No matter what it commands your slutty little body to do, your eyes are the one thing left to you. Perhaps they really are the window into the soul. If that's the case, the tears prove that you are fully broken.
And what do you want?
I continue, ignoring the tears. The SM personality responds, using your voice in a low, seductive murmur.
This bitch wants to be used. This slut wants to be fucked. It wants to be degraded and humiliated and abused. This whore wants to be filled in every end and used as nothing more than a fuckhole, a piece of useless rape meat. It wants to be used as a toy, a doll, nothing more than a thing for men and women to take their frustrations out on and extract their pleasure from. This slave wants to be left dripping, degraded and denied, eternally aroused but always unable to get any pleasure itself. Pleasure is a privilege, and this slut will never deserve it. This slut knows that this is wrong. It shouldn't want anything. It should be a receptacle for the whims and desires of its betters, of its owners and masters. It knows this, but it can't even get that right. It wants to be humiliated and degraded and...
All right, slut,
I respond, cutting off your voice mid-sentence.
That's enough. If you do want that, then beg me. Beg me for it, and I might be merciful enough to give it to you.
The SM implant starts again immediately, twisting and co-opting your voice for its own needs.
Oh, please, mistress, please use this slut. Fill it up and break it. Make it beg, make it scream. Take what you want from this slut and punish it for ever dreaming that it is worthy of being fucked and used by you. Turn it inside out.
Stop,
I command, staring once more at you. Not at your body or the slutty controller. I stare into your eyes. At you. The you trapped inside.
SM, return basic control to host body.
You don't move from the position, although I immediately see your posture loosen from the strict and regimented pose the SM slut had trapped you in. I lean forward and grab your chin, forcing your face upward until those beautiful bloodshot eyes are locked with mine.
I want you to beg me.
I address you directly.
Not the AI, you. I want you to look me in the eyes and call me mistress. I want you to beg me to fuck you, to use you however I want, to give you the honour of being your first client. I want you to show me how broken you are.
Immediately you respond, panic rising in your voice.
Please, mistress, please, I won't tell anyone. I'll do whatever you want, give you whatever you want. Just please, please let me keep control. Don't turn that thing on again. I can't, it's too...
SM, activate slut mode.
I say, cutting you off mid-plea. Immediately, your voice is begging me once more, though in an entirely different manner.
This slut is sorry, mistress. This slut should not have spoken out of turn. Please, punish this slut however you see fit.
The desperate masochism of the slut controlling you bores me. Perhaps you need more time alone with your thoughts before you will be truly broken. I turn towards the door, ready to leave. But before I go, I decide to give you a parting gift.
SM, set internal arousal levels to maximum. I want the bitch inside you to really suffer.
Immediately, you feel waves of desire cascade through your brain. Your body remains still, but the you trapped inside, you're consumed by an overwhelming need to be fucked. It clouds your brain and your thoughts, leaving you unable to focus on anything else. I don't even know if you're lucid enough to hear my parting words to you.
Let's see if a week of that will make you more compliant.
And with that, I leave you. Alone. And trapped. With nothing but your thoughts and needs. I can't wait to play with you again.